Today, there are conflicting reports about whether the government of Yemen is demanding that the U.S. halt ground operations against terrorists there. That's one of many questions around last month's ground raid by U.S. Special Forces in Yemen, in which a Navy SEAL was killed along with several al-Qaeda militants and many Yemeni women and children. Planning for the mission started during the Obama administration, but it was authorized by President Trump after he took office, and the White House insists it was a success. Greg Myrie is NPR's national security correspondent. And Greg, we know the Yemeni government is upset because of these civilian deaths. So tell us what we know they're saying.
Right. They are upset, as you noted. It seems they feel that we did reach a Yemeni official who said that they're looking at a reassessment, not a ban or suspension. But they are upset, particularly about the civilian casualties here. Two very quick points. Ground raids by the U.S. in Yemen are very, very rare, so it's not something we see very often. And when we say the government in Yemen, important to remember, President Hadi and his government was chased out of the country to Saudi Arabia 2 years ago. And that's where they're operating from. So the government in Yemen is a very loose term.
Well, yes. And well, what would it mean, though, if whatever is the voice that comes out of Yemen does say, you know, the U.S. is banned from ground raids?
Well, again, we're looking at one or two of these a year in recent years. Drone strikes are what are much more common. It was 38 last year by the U.S. by one count. What is important, I think, is the security cooperation between the U.S. Military and Yemen's President Hadi. And the U.S. does need help on the ground with intelligence. So that level of cooperation, I think, is the key thing to be watching.
We'll talk about the decision-making process because there's been questions here as well. We understand a cover of darkness was needed, a moonless night, and there were reports that that's why the Obama administration did not proceed and why the Trump White House did. They got that moonless night. But there have been questions about how the Trump administration made this decision. So what are they?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that really goes back at least until November. It's something the military wanted to do. It was their plan. They worked it up through the chain of command, through Obama officials at the White House. And then it came down to you were getting close to a possible operation. And as you mentioned, the military wanted a moonless night. And the next one was going to fall after Obama left office on January 20th and Trump came in. So it seems the Obama White House didn't want to make a decision one way or the other that would tie Trump's hands. And then it was ultimately Trump who made the decision to go forward with this raid.
And how does it affect the Trump administration, especially Donald Trump's promise to be more aggressive than President Obama in fighting terrorism?
Right. I mean, and Yemen seems to be a place that they're taking a very strong stand on and have had has come up on several occasions already. So, again, it will depend, I think, whether the U.S. can maintain a good working relationship with President Hadi and his fighters, even if he has limited political control there, in terms of how much the U.S. Can do in Yemen. And again, just one of several places where President Trump has talked about what he wants to do. He's also called for a new comprehensive plan against ISIS for within 30 days. So he's working on several fronts.
And what are you hearing? You know, this is the kind of thing that gets hashed out. These are critical decisions. We saw that picture of the Obama White House huddled in a room watching hand over mouth the attack to get Osama bin Laden. What are you hearing? Is there a sense that perhaps the Trump administration was too quick on the draw, maybe needs to get, you know, figure out a little bit more of the layout of the land, or this was just one of those things?
Yeah, I wouldn't read too much into one raid. Again, mm-hmm. This was something the military had planned and the military carried out, and it required a presidential approval. So the same thing could have happened under Obama. It could mm-hmm. have happened differently. It could not have happened at all. So I wouldn't read too much into it, but I do think we are going to see a White House that is still trying to figure out some of the things that it's going to do and how it's going to do it, but does have plans to be very aggressive in terms of going after extremists.
And very briefly, Greg, what does President Trump's inclusion of Yemen on the travel ban mean for those relations that you said would be important?
I think that's also part of this. That's also one of the reasons the Yemenis are angry. They're not happy about that either, and that's going to be part of the equation.
Yeah. Greg Myrie, NPR national security correspondent. Greg, thank you.
My pleasure, Robin.